Praise God, my brothers, my sisters. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Pastor Emmanuel Soma. I love the Lord. And it is always a great pleasure to tune in using this channel, Spirit and Life, which is just a call for us to, you know, to study God's word. And Jesus told his disciples that these words that I speak to you, they are not just words, but they are spirit and life. And I trust that God will speak to us, minister unto us, and we shall gain from him. And today we shall look at an interesting topic again. I mean, we've been following the life of Abraham and looking at the call of God through Abraham, through the life of Abraham. And today we shall delve into the birth and basically of Isaac, his son, his promised son. And just the topic of today will be laughter. And let us pray as the Lord shall give us joy and that laughter that comes from him. Amen. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. We honor your holy name. Thank you that you are a faithful God. You are mighty, you are gracious, you are faithful. Thank you for everyone that has taken the time to listen to your word. I know it's not in vain that they've gathered. And that, Lord, you shall speak to us, not of our own ability, not of our own strength. But Lord, it is by your divine power, O God, you continue to teach us your ways, teach us your truth, and teach us your love in everything. May the joy of the Lord rest upon each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. So I want us to, we're going to read a small portion in Genesis chapter 17, and then we're going to look at Genesis chapter 18. And eventually we will jump to Genesis chapter 21 because we are looking at the birth of Isaac. And remember, Isaac is the child of the promise. For those who've been following and those who are aware of the scriptures, the Bible tells us of the journey of faith of Abraham. And you see, Abraham was called by God, you know, when he was 75 years old, and he is called to a place where he did not know, and that this is where God called him to, and he obeyed. You know, him and his parents, he left his father's household, the land of the Chaldeans, and these are people who were astrologers, you know, who followed moon worship, and these are people who, you know, were into witchcraft. But you see, God is very keen on his plan and his purposes for him, and he promised him that, you know, that he will give him a son through his wife Sarai. So Abraham is 100 years old and his wife is 90 years old, and so as we can read in Genesis chapter 17, let us just read from verse 17, from verse 15. God said to Abraham, as for Sarai your wife, you're no longer to call her Sarai, but her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. Verse 17, Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Now let us just jump to verse chapter 18 of Genesis. And it says, the three visitors. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre. Now Mamre is the place where he had raised his altar. And this is the place where he had chosen to stay, you know, when he came from Egypt. And while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. And he said, if I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so that you can be refreshed and then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant. Very well, they answered. Do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. Quick, he said, get three seahs of fine flour and knead it. and baked some bread. Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. Verse 8, he then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set this before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. Verse 9, where is your servant? They asked him. There in the tent, he said. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now, Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abram and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abram, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh. I want to just pause there, and I want us to examine what the scriptures are describing to us. You know, as I'd mentioned before, Abraham was a gatekeeper. He was a priest, he was a prophet, and he littered Canaan with altars. He raised altars, like everywhere he will go, he will raise an altar. And so after he had come back from Canaan, and he came back to his place, Mamre, and you see Mamre was a place where he'd raised an altar. So that means it was a place where there was access, you know, between heaven, you know, heaven and earth. And in that place of access, the Lord comes to visit him. And this is God himself who comes with two angels. So there are three who come to see him. And as he comes, and later on we see that, you know, after he stay, you know, he comes in bodily form. And you see, at times, you know, when we expect angels to come, we expect, at times we think they will come with wings. But you can see that this, the Lord, and in this case, in my understanding, and this is God himself coming in the flesh. And this, I personally believe that this is the Lord Jesus who came to you know, who came even before, you know, his birth, who came and visited Abraham. And he comes and he comes and visits Abraham. And you see that they did not, you know, like they were passing by, but it's Abraham that recognized the presence, their presence, and he welcomes them. And he shows his hospitality, and he offers, you know, the best, you know, of the food. You know, I mean, look for this young animal, a tender calf to prepare, and he brings milk and curds of milk, and he sets them before them. And you see, after they had eaten, now the Lord begins to communicate to Abraham, and he asks, where is Sarah? And he says, there in the tent. I mean, I can imagine he was pointing to the tent that was maybe away from where they were seated. I mean, they were seated in their tent, and he points to Sarah's tent. And of course, the Lord knows that Sarah was listening, was next to the tent where they were. And he speaks the confirmation. You remember, God has already spoken and has already prophesied to them that he's going to give them, you know, children, a child, a son of the promise, who is Isaac. And he tells them that by this time, I will surely return. And about this time next year, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. You know, God is very specific with his time. He's very specific when he says something. You know, it looks impossible. I mean, this is a man who is 100 years old, and his wife is 90 years old. And she acknowledges and says that she was well beyond the point of childbearing, past the age of childbearing. That means, humanly speaking, medically speaking, to the capacity of their knowledge at that time, it was impossible for Sarah to bear a child. And his master, Abraham, was old. Of course, that might not mean that Abraham, you know, could not have been able to sire a child, but he's recognized as old. Because we see later on, after Sarah died, he married Keturah and he had other children. But the scriptures tell us that Abraham recognized the fact that his body was as good as dead. So he acknowledged that he did not have the capacity, or he was old. And it was an impossibility to man, to them. But you see, God's word are God's word. And when God speaks, it has to come to pass. When God speaks, it will come to pass. When God speaks, his word is law. His word is final. And it doesn't matter what situation you are at this time. A time comes when the Lord speaks, and he shall fulfill your mouth with laughter. And so you see, ask the question, will I really have a child now? Sarah laughs and says, will I really have a child now that I am old? And the Lord asks, is anything too hard for the Lord? And I will ask this question, is anything too hard for the Lord? Does it look like it has delayed? Does it look like it has taken long? Does it look like it has been impossible? Is anything too hard for the Lord? When it comes to dealing with our Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing that is impossible with him. There is no situation that is impossible with him. And so the laughter of Sarah here is one of disbelief. It's, you know, there are things that you can tell people that, let's say you don't even have school fees, and you're telling people that, you know what, one day I'm going to be a PhD, I'm going to be a graduate. Maybe you don't even have papers, but you tell people that one day I'm going to have a job. Maybe you don't even have money for food, but you can speak in faith. I mean, God speaks to you and you have faith that, you know what, one day I'm going to be a landowner. I'm going to have my own house. There are things that when spoken, what men can do is laugh. Not even other men, even you yourself, there are things that God can speak to you that it can just be, you can laugh, not in anticipation of what he will do, but out of disbelief. You know, when out of mockery, it can be like a laughter that is mockery. And many times people have mocked you, or have mocked people that you know, have mocked your family, or have mocked your church. The things that you desire to do that looked impossible for many people at times, when you speak it out, it becomes a laughter of mockery. But you see, there is a time when that laughter changes. And it's not just Sarah who laughed. We've already read before in Genesis 17 that also Abraham laughed. For sure, it was an impossible situation. But you see, the Lord remembered Sarah. And let us just read that confirmation in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. It says that now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. You know, God said, by this time next year, by this time, at the appointed time, I will come and Sarah will have a son. And the Bible says that Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. And when Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him. This is in fulfillment to the covenant. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Verse 6, Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah will nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Abraham named his son Isaac. Isaac means he laughs. Laughter. And Sarah said, God has brought me laughter. I don't know. I'm here to declare that the Lord will give you laughter. The Lord will bring laughter to your heart. Will bring laughter to your mouth. Will bring laughter to your ears. He'll bring laughter not only to you, but to your family members. There are things that God has promised to do that appeared impossible, that men may have laughed at you in the past, but a time will come and has now come that they will rejoice with you. Maybe you have been trusting God for a child. The time has come and God will bring laughter, great joy, great rejoicing. Delays. The time for delay is over. The time for laughter has come. And I know the Lord is ministering joy in your heart. And I want you to receive it prophetically. It might not look like it now, but you can rejoice now in advance that the Lord has done it. And for me, I am rejoicing. My heart is a joy. I am having so much laughter in my heart because I know that which I have waited on the Lord is about to come to pass, will take place. And what God has done and has promised to do shall come to pass. Is it a job? Is it a child? You know, have you been in bondage? Have you been in struggle? You know, there are times that are usually times of laughter. And I want us to look at one of those verses that declares the laughter and the times that people rejoice. And one of them is when the captives are set free. Let us look at Psalms 126, verse 1. It says, when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, bringing in the sheaves with him. Look at these circumstances of laughter that come about. One, captives, when they are set free, these were refugees. They were coming in, they were coming from Babylon, going back to Zion, going back to their Jerusalem. It was like a dream. They never thought that one day they will be rescued, one day they will be set free. And now they were going back. There are situations that are like dreams. Maybe it is, you know, owning your own house. Maybe it is just having a place to sleep, maybe even food. I don't know what it is to you. But when the Lord answers, the reality is it appears like a dream. Like at times you have to pinch yourself and ask yourself, is this real? Is this real? Is this happening? I tell you, when the Lord does it, it is always like that. I remember the times when I desired to go for masters, and the Lord just provided a scholarship, went to the UK and came back. Times you pinch yourself and you're walking in the streets of London and you're like, wow, is this a dream? The Lord does it. Maybe you've been struggling with addictions and trying to get free. When the Lord sets you free, Jesus said that he that the Son sets free is free indeed. The Lord will set you free. You can be like these captives that have been set free and their mouths are filled with laughter. Time for laughter is a time of reflection of what the Lord has done. And indeed, even if you're not, you're a very serious person, those are moments that you will just laugh and be filled with joy, knowing that it is the doing of the Lord. It could not have been done by man. You know, time for restoring our fortunes. You know, when the Lord restores that which, you know, is valuable to you. I mean, they had lost so much. They had been in slavery for so many years, and this was a time that the Lord was restoring them. That's why they say that our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. another time of rejoicing and a time of laughter always comes, even in the time of harvesting. And that is why we see in verse 5, it says that those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. They that go out weeping with carrying seed to sow will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. That means that there are times that, you know, when you're planting, when you're thinking, you know, about tomorrow, when you're in that phase of, you know, of struggle, of, you know, planning academics, you know, be it business, when you, it is the planting phase, it's never easy. It's always painful, but a time comes when it's a time for harvest, and that is a time of joy, a time of rejoicing, a time where there will be food, a time of laughter. And indeed, these are signs, and these are times that the Lord restores and remembers his people. And indeed, a time for restoration always comes, a time for remembrance, and a time of laughter that the Lord gives his children. You know, the Bible says that he gives, you know, he bestows an oil of gladness in the place of mourning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know how long it has been a time of weeping for you, a time of sorrow, but indeed there is a time for harvest, there's a time for laughter, there's a time for joy. And this was a time for Abraham and Sarah. They had waited 100 years for Abraham to receive the child of the promise, for Sarah, 90 years old, beyond the age of childbearing, to get a child. But indeed, the Lord remembered them. And for sure, the Lord is gracious. The Lord was gracious, and he remembered Sarah, and he made her the mother of nations. He remembered his promise to Abraham and made him the father of nations. The Lord is faithful to his promise. He is faithful, he is faithful, he is faithful. It doesn't matter how long it has taken. But indeed, the time for laughter comes. And the time that those that laughed at you begin to laugh with you, and even you yourself would laugh. And, you know, I have heard of this manifestations of the Holy Spirit during some of the revivals. I think it's the Toronto revival, you know, where people will just laugh and laugh, and you know, anyone who will just come into that atmosphere of the Holy Spirit will just laugh and bust out laughing and laughing and laughing, and they had so much joy, and you know people will think that they are mad. I pray that the Lord shall just give you that kind of laughter, that you will rejoice and laugh and thank God for what he has done and what he has done and what he is doing and what he shall do. The Bible tells us that no eye has seen, no ear has heard what the Lord has prepared for them that love him and are called according to his purpose. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. And that is what the Lord does for his children, and he shall do it for us. Let us pray as we rejoice in the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you that you brought laughter to the mouths and hearts of Abraham, of Sarah, and you gave them their son, Isaac, who meant laughter. And indeed, he was a child of the promise by whom you established your covenant, and you continued your covenant with him. And you show how you're a generational covenant-keeping God, and indeed, you're faithful. I thank you for your children that have waited and have continued to trust in you. And indeed, you have done it for them. And indeed, we rejoice and come back to give you thanks. Indeed, our mouths are filled with laughter. Indeed, it appeared like a dream, but it has come to pass. And we rejoice and give you glory, returning back with songs of praise, with our mouths filled with laughter, as you've declared in your word, to say thank you. Ebenezer, thus far you have helped us. I thank you that you answer prayers, you're faithful, you're holy, and there is no one else like you, God. Be glorified and be lifted up on high. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Thank you for listening in, my brother, my sister. I know that the Lord has ministered to you. If this channel has been a blessing to you, feel free to share the video to comment. If you have a prayer request, you can as well put it in, and God helping us, we shall be able to pray along with you and also rejoice with you and receive your testimonies. And also, as the Lord leads you, feel free to subscribe. And also, you know, you can click on the notifications bell, and whenever I will post the next video, you shall be able to be notified, and you shall also be able to listen. Also, go back through the channel, and you're able to follow through the messages that we've been, God has given us the grace to share, starting with the call of Abraham, and you can be able to pick through and see the journey that we've walked in understanding, you know, what God does when he calls a man and how his divine encounters with Abraham. God bless you, and I'll see you once again as the Lord wills. Bye.